Outrage over pervasive sexual misconduct at the California State Capitol is culminating in hearings to change rules that women say have allowed abuses. Capitol Public Radio's Ben Bradford reports the Assembly is undertaking a tricky public self-reform that began with a hearing yesterday.
Nothing symbolized this awkward dynamic more than the hearing's first witness. Democrat Ken Cooley chairs the Rules Committee, which will ultimately approve any changes to the sexual harassment policy. Cooley fielded harsh questions from his own committee members about the process right now.
Does anyone here believe that the current policy is working?
There was a 7-second pause between this question from Republican Assemblyman Vince Fong and Cooley's answer.
Well, I think it's working, but I don't think it's achieving its intended purpose. It does produce discipline and those sorts of things. It complies with the law. But again, this is about how our workforce feels when they come here and work.
Hundreds of women have signed on to a letter describing rampant sexual harassment and abuse, but Assembly staff report undertaking only 8 investigations in the past 6 years, and none against lawmakers, even as a top Democrat resigned Monday after multiple allegations. Organizers of the letter testified that a power imbalance between victims and their abusers and a fear of retaliation deters them from utilizing the system.
What everybody here knows is that we have rapists in this building.
Democratic operative Christine Pelosi is helping run the We Said Enough campaign.
We have molesters among us. There are perpetrators, enforcers, and enablers in this building, causing a clear and present danger to the public and to the people here.
We Said Enough is calling for new protections for victims of abuse and witnesses, a confidential hotline for anonymous reports, and an independent investigator to take over the process. Lawmakers at the hearing expressed support for those ideas, although there's no timeline to adopt changes. The next hearing will likely take place in January. At the State Capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.